Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, though, we will stick to matters domestic because Michael Ring is a Fine Gael TD for Mayo, outgoing Fine Gael TD for Mayo, and he would like speed limiters fitted in all new cars. Michael, you're very, very welcome to the show. Tell me a bit more about this suggestion.
Well, look at the government, and we have a very serious problem in this country where people are getting killed on the road, and road safety is it's essential, and there's no doubt about it. But the amount of people that have been killed this year, and I know I heard over the weekend there was 10 less people killed this year than there was last year, but one life lost in the road, it's a tragedy for any family, and any family that's faced with that. And there's many, many families in this country that have suffered over the years with family members being killed. Now, it's only a suggestion that I've come up with, two suggestions really. One is, like, you know, the government are great for making rules and regulations. The government are great for beginning a speed limit. But it'd be very simple. You know, European legislation, Irish legislation, very simply would, that if manufacturers making new cars, that they shouldn't be above 120 kilometres an hour, and just cap them at that. And then we wouldn't have half the problems that we have in the country. And that could be done overnight. That can be done by legislation. And I know the department will say that this can't be done. Well, yes, it can be done. They approved in COVID any legislation they wanted to bring in, they brought it in. And if they were really serious about road safety, they could bring this in overnight.
That's one suggestion. We'll come back to it. What's the second suggestion?
The second suggestion is a very simple one, and it's one that should be done. And again, if government were serious about road safety, in the transition year in school, there should be a centre in every county in this country, and every child going through secondary school should be taught and how to drive. And they should be, first of all, the first thing they should be done to them is they should be brought in and show the accidents that have taken place and what happens. People, I was at a road safety meeting the other night that Ciara Joe, our candidate, had, and a man there from my own town who was in a motorbike accident, and he's paralysed from the neck down. And he didn't blame anyone but himself. He started driving a motorbike and he felt he wasn't equipped for it. So really, we should be teaching children at school how to drive. And that shouldn't be a difficult thing. Government should be able to do that. It should be on the curriculum, and even give them pints on the leaving cert and teach them properly. Teach them the safety rules, teach them how to drive, and show them what happens when an accident happens, and bring people like that man in, and he will explain to them what happened to him. And I can tell you, people will be more careful on the road if they get that opportunity. And they give some penalty pints for it. Or give some pints for the leaving cert for it.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that then as well. So let's talk about then the first suggestion, the idea of the speed limiter on the car. I'm sure what some people will point out now in the text line, and people have, I'm sure, pointed out to you today, is there's only about 1,000 kilometres of motorways in the country, actually a little under that. There's about 100,000 kilometres of roads in the country. So 99% of roads at that 120 kilometre speed limiter wouldn't make a blind bit of difference. It would allow people still to break the speed limit.
Well, look, I think it'd be a step in the right direction. And I actually think that the government could do that. And I think, like, we're bringing in high-powered cars there, and you can see the speeds they're driving at. And it simply is because they're high-powered cars. And I drive one myself, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm innocent, but I'm only saying if they're serious about it, they're very serious about penalty fines, and they're very serious about putting these vans outside schools, outside churches, getting mothers and children, we're bringing them to school, they might be going 5 miles or 10 miles over the speed limit, and they get their penalty points. Let's bring in something. Do something drastic about this. And the way to do this is, if they're really serious about these high-powered cars, stab them and put these speed, and they can do it, the manufacturers can do it, they can set the speed. If it's 100 or 120 and a car can't go above that, that can be done. That they can land people on the boat.
I'm sure, and the technology absolutely exists. And I'm not entirely kind of in disagreement, because I think that there is this, I just think it's kind of bizarre that you can kind of advertise and market and sell a car with a top speed of 200 plus kilometres an hour when you're not allowed to drive 200 plus kilometres an hour. But at the same time, I mean, the point still stands, doesn't it, that like on 99% of roads, the speed limit is under 120 kilometres an hour. Actually, on the vast majority, it's well under 120. So even with the speed limiter, the high power car you mentioned could be doing 90 or 100 kilometres an hour up some boreen.
I know, and they're going looking at that next year, and that's going to cause a major problem. And I'll guarantee you that your programme will be back on that this, whenever they bring the legislation in relation to that next year. They're talking about some bringing speed limits down in some rural roads from 80 to 60. Some of them should be brought down, but there's other roads that's well able to take it, and they're actually going to slow up traffic in rural Ireland. And again, actually, the attack is on rural Ireland again. And, you know, they need to, and they do have the statistics done, where these accidents happen. Most of these accidents happen late at night, early in the morning. And, you know, they also need to start. And I suppose, you know, we want to be honest and we want to be truthful in the future. People, you know, and they are now testing people with accidents for drink and drugs. Mm. And I see now over the last few weeks, the amount of people that have been charged for driving with drugs. It's a big, big problem. And it's a problem now that's going to have to be looked at more seriously.
Yeah.
And there's going to have to be more tests in relation to people that are taking drugs and driving at the same time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would have been shocked by the numbers of arrests made all right over the weekend, people with suspected drug driving offences. But again, you just said it. You said, you know, you have to look at where the accidents are happening and when they're happening. And they're not really happening on motorways. So capping cars at the motorway speed limit, I mean, it probably wouldn't save a single life.
Look, we have to look and we have to be honest about the statistics. And let's spell out the statistics. You know, sometimes we have inquests and they're not honest in relation to the statistics that should spell out what actually has happened in some of these accidents. And what happens is, and we had an awful space of people getting killed in this country in the last year, and then they're bringing in rules and regulations, and innocent people are affected by it. And, you know, not the people that we should be targeting that's causing the problem. And there's no doubt speed is a killer. And I have made the point, and it's only a point I'm making. Lots of people would disagree with me. But if we're serious about road safety, let's start at the top. Let the government bring in the rules and regulations very simply. Let's control these high-powered cars, and we'll start at that. And if they can control the speed limit at 100 or 120 kilometres, that would be a start. And instead of always starting at the bottom, targeting, you know, the innocent ones, as I say, as I saw the other day outside Clare Morris, on the main street, to see a van there on an evening. There wasn't much traffic on the road. And there, I don't know what purpose that served, because no matter if you couldn't actually speak through that town, because there's a lot of traffic at times on it, and there's also, you know, you just couldn't do it. There's lots of twists and turns on it.
Michael, so I'm kind of confused. You kind of sounds like you want stricter rules and regulations in some areas, but kind of let people kind of police themselves in other areas. Well, sorry, in
no,
other
I
areas.
Don't. I don't like countryside. The soft touch. I don't like the soft touch, and that's what they're doing with the penalty fines, the soft touch. Like, if government wants to begin rules and regulations, and I'll give you another example, a very simple example of government. Government are great for telling us what they should do, what they can do, or what we shouldn't be doing. And yet the government can give children and give people that want to get driving tests, wait months and months for their driving tests, can't even do that. Same with the NCT test. People waiting for their NCT test. Like, if they're going to be lectured in the general public, they have to perform themselves as well. And it should be, if somebody applies for their driving license, they shouldn't be waiting for months and months to get a driving license. They should be able to get a test within a very short time and not be waiting for government, waiting for months to be getting it. But I think the best idea of them all is the speeding thing, and also to particularly, you know, in secondary schools. There should be a centre in every county of this country, and they should be taught how to drive, showed the rules of the road, but also shown what happens when there's very serious accidents. And like I say, the gentleman that was at the road meeting the other night, he come around into a school and show what happened to him, people would think twice before speeding.
I did say I'd ask you about that a couple of questions, and I will in a moment. But I just want to ask you one thing, and it just sprung to mind as you were talking there. Michael Healy-Ray was on the show last week, and he suggested that instead of the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, spending huge amounts of money on ad campaigns, that money should be given to local authorities and ring fence so that they can improve the conditions of roads, particularly in rural Ireland. That money would be better. Instead of having a big ad campaign, TV ads and billboards that kind of particularly young people don't pay any attention to now because they're not watching TV the way we used to watch it, that instead you improve the conditions of the roads in rural Ireland through local authorities. What do you think?
Well, that goes without saying. Look, there has been major improvements in roads all over the country. And look, I've seen it in my own county and around other counties. particularly where there was areas where there was a lot of crashes, where there was people killed. The government have stepped in. These roads have been upgraded. And of course, we want to see high standard roads around the country. But it doesn't matter what kind of roads you have if people are speeding and really, really speeding and lose control of a vehicle. A vehicle is a very serious thing. A vehicle can kill people, and it is killing people. And when you're in a vehicle, you have to remember you're in a high-powered vehicle, that if you're over speeding and lose control, that's how people get killed. So look at roads. No matter how safe you have the roads, people are over-speeding. That's the problem.
But when you say, when you say it goes without saying, you'd agree with them, don't give the money to the RSA, give the money to local authorities and improve the condition of the roads.
Well, no, I wouldn't give the local authorities now, because they haven't the greatest record in the world. If you were dependent on the local authorities, you'd have a problem.
Okay.
The RSA, they have a job to do, and they have to get out there and, explain to people. And we do need the ads. We do need to remind people. They've had some very powerful ads in the past.
Okay.
And, people have reflected on these ads. I wouldn't say that. And the kind of money just spent on ads wouldn't do a quarter of a mile of a road. So really, we do want money, and we want money put into roads. We want money, and we want roads made safer. And if there's an area where there's an accident black spot, that should be dealt with. And they are being dealt with, but they should be dealt with and dealt with quickly. And I know the National Roads Authority, they're doing a lot of roads now at the moment. And there's a lot of money being spent on roads. If there was a minister there now, there wasn't too fond of spending money on the roads. But look, we might have a new minister after the general election, and he might be more fond of spending money on roads.
Oh, you think if the Greens aren't in government, we might get an improved road network?
Well, I do, because they're totally opposed to putting money into any kind of roads. It's greenways and greenways. But the trouble is, you cannot cycle from Mayo to Dublin or from Kerry to Dublin. You need a road, and we need to have a good quality road, and we need major investment in roads in this country. And that's what's wanted and needed. And you made a point there earlier, and you're quite correct. You made a great point. Any place we have motorways, less accidents on motorways, they're very safe. And we should have a motorway from Kerry to Dublin, from Mayo to Dublin, and then from every county to Dublin, we should have a motorway. And the more safe roads you have, the less people that are getting killed on them.
And Michael, then before you go, just the proposal for schools, it's kind of a transition year thing. Is that where you'd imagine it would start, or earlier than that? Or what are you thinking?
Where possible. And the first thing that should be done, like we have many, many vacant buildings in this country, the state, and that's something the RSA could be doing. They could be sorting out a building in every county. There should be a centre set up where people will be taught how to drive, and that they'll be brought in. And we have good driving instructors all over this country. They could be employed by the state to do maybe 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day, whatever the case may be, and they can still do their testing with and training people how to drive, men and women in this country how to drive. But I think it would be very good, if particularly in schools, if they could be given the basics, and they could be taught first of all how to drive, and the safety rules. And particularly the most important thing is, if you could bring in people to show what happens when people are injured. There's people when they get killed, and the effect it has on families. If you could bring in families to show the effect it has on that family. As I said, the man that was at the meeting the other night, and he wasn't afraid to speak out. He's paralysed from the neck down. And that was a very simple accident, but he didn't blame anybody but himself. And it was very powerful. And it would be very powerful to children to realise that when they have a care, that a care is a very dangerous thing if not handled right.
Michael Ring, Fine Gael TD for Mayo. Michael, thanks a million for joining us.
Not at all, and thank you very much. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.